हरे कृष्णा। भगवद गीता सिटीज चैप्टर नंबर 9 द मोस्ट कॉन्फिडेंशियल नॉलेज टेक्स्ट नंबर 32। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। माम हि पार्था व्यपाश्रित्य येऽपि सुपापयोनयः स्त्रियो वैसस्तदा सूत्रं तेऽपि यान्ति परां गतिं। मां हि पार्था व्यपाश्रित्यां येऽपि स्युपापयोनयः स्त्रियो वैश तदा सूत्रं तेऽपि यान्ति परां गतिं। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय ड्वेन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद दि फाउंडर आचार्य ऑफ इंटरनेशनल सोसाइटी फॉर कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस जय श्रील प्रभुपाद। ओ सन ऑफ प्रथा, those who take shelter in me, though they may be of low birth, women, vaishyas, merchants, and sudras, worker, can attain the supreme destination. Om Ajnana Dimirandasya Jnananjana Salakayam Saksharan Miletam Mena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaham नमो ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण प्रष्टाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिन्यति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवै गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाशात देश तारिणी। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। नाउ वी आर इन चैप्टर 9 द मोस्ट कॉन्फिडेंशियल नॉलेज टेक्स्ट नंबर 32। नाउ इन द सोसाइटी मेनी पीपल आर ट्राइंग टू यूनाइट द पीपल, स्पेसिफिकली व्हेन वी सी द यूनाइटेड नेशन। श्रील प्रभुपाद मेनी टाइम कोट्स दैट इन यूनाइटेड नेशन there are set of people, they were actually trying to unite all the countries and all the people, but unfortunately they are unable to unite the people. Instead of uniting, the Srila Prabhupada says the number of flocks are keep on increasing. They were actually not able to unite the people, because when we wanted to unite based on the material things, it is not possible. Based on the material things, because one is educated, one is non-educated, one is this caste, that caste, this. So many differences are there. When you see anything based on the material, then so many differences are there. So it is not possible to unite the world based on the material things. Only possible by the spiritual. Only spiritual, because everyone is Atma, everyone is a son of God. So in this way, when we understand this, we can unite very, very easily. So from this shloka, Krishna very nicely explained that anybody can do bhakti. There is no distinction. One may be born in a Brahmana family, or one may be born in a Sudra family, or one may be born in Asura family, or one may be born in the dog eater family. So, irrespective of birth, irrespective of education, irrespective of so many things, if one accept the devotional service, if he render devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then Krishna says in this shloka, Param Gatim. Param Gati means supreme destination. He can attain the supreme destination. In this shloka, Krishna is talking about the woman, vaishyas and sudra. This means actually everyone is covered. Krishna says low birth. Low birth means Krishna is referring woman, vaishyas and sudras. So this means 100% of the population is covered in this. One should not think that men are in higher birth, women are lower birth. Krishna says women, vaishyas and sudras. This means entire population is covered. One may ask, sir, this one brahmana and satriya Krishna, he didn't say brahmana and satriya, and how 100% of the people are covered? Yes, in Kali Yuga, kalauks sudra sambhavaha. In Shastra it is explained, in Kali Yuga, kalau sudra sambhavaha. This means that in Kali Yuga, there is no brahmana. Everybody is a sudra. Sudra, what is the job of the sudra? Sudra, he go and work for others. So this is what going on in this, this is Kali Yuga. Who is not working? Everyone, 100% of people are working. They are begging. As soon as you show your hand to someone else, as soon as you accept money in your hand by working, finished. No more brahmana. He is considered to be sudra. Even one may be born in a brahmana family, but still if he accept money from somebody else, if he is working, started working, then finished. He is considered to be sudra. So in this age of Kali Yuga, everybody is a sudra. Everybody is a sudra. Everybody is a loban. Nobody is born in a, with a perfect qualities, because there is a garbhodana samskara is there. There are many samskaras, it is mentioned in the Vedas literature, Vedic literature. So one must perform all those things, the garbhodana samskara, and so many samskara to be performed. Then after that, after the taking of the birth also, there are so many samskara to be performed. And brahmana, brahmana means he should not work. This is the first qualification. Brahmana means he should not work. Patana, patana, yajana, yajana. Brahmana means he actually patana, he study, then patana, he explain the Vedic literature to other people, then yajana, yajana. He actually, he did not go, he will not go and work anywhere. He just actually, he teach the students, and the students, they beg alms, the grinds and so many things from the door to door, the students will go and beg, and he will give to the brahmana. So this is actually, the brahmana actually used to live, and he will not, even if he is teaching to somebody, and he will not ask, you give me monthly 200 rupees, 300 rupees, 1000, 10,000, 15,000, monthly you should give this much. So he will not, brahmana means he will not demand like this way. So whatever according to the capacity of the student, they give us a guru dakshina, by with the brahmana will live. So in this shloka, everybody is considered to be low birth. Actually, sometimes when Mataji reads, then the woman reads, they get disappointed. What is this? Krishna is here is referring a low birth. Low birth, actually, in this age of Kali Yuga, men also low birth, everybody is a low birth, nothing to worry. But what is the advantage? As soon as we chant the holy name of Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. As soon as you touch Jabamala and chant the holy name of Krishna, and you are not low born, you may be a woman, or one may be a dog eater family, or whatever the birth may be, as soon as we touch Jabamala and chant the holy name, and we are actually considered to be Paramahamsa. Paramahamsa. Why Paramahamsa? Because it is a doing Krishna Bhakti is very, very durlaba. Srimad Bhagavatam explained that Krishna Varnam Tusa Krishnam Sango Pangastrapashadam Yagai Sankirtanai Praya Rajantiki Sumedasaha. Sumedasaha means very, very intelligent. So anyway, this material world, there are so many divisions are there, based on the education, based on the birth, based on the caste, and so many things are there. But when we come to the spiritual platform, there is no distinction. There is no distinction. In the material world, they will say, you are higher caste, I am a lower caste. Yeah, you know, you are educated, I am uneducated. You are rich, I am poor. So many distinctions are there. But as soon as you come to the spiritual platform, there is no distinction. There is no difference between people to people. Because everyone is Atma. Where is the difference? Everyone is a Atma. Krishna is a Supreme Father. We are all His children. Everyone, this is the greatness of spirituality. When we understand the spiritual subject matter very clearly, then we will not fight anymore. We will not fight anymore, because everyone is a children for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna. He is the Father. everyone is Atma. So in this way, there is no distinction. It is explained in the Vedic literature that everyone should enter one day Vaikuntha. In Alvar says in Tamil, Vaikuntham Puhuvadu Mannanin Vidhiye. Vaikuntham Puhuvadu Mannanin Vidhiye. This means that one day everyone, whoever lives in this material world, One day he should enter into the Vaikuntha planet. There is no other way. You may take birth after birth after birth after birth in this material world, but ultimately one day this Atma should enter into the Vaikuntha planet. So that is the eternal place for this Vaikuntha planet. Just like when the bus is there, if the bus is leave from the bus stand, it will go and go here, there, you know. It will be keep on rotating, but ultimately it will come to the bus stand and it will, you know, it will stay there. So similarly, our original place is the Vaikuntha Dhamma. So one day this Atma should go. So maybe he is maybe atheistic, or he may be a demon, he may be asura, whatever it may be. One day definitely he must go to the Vaikuntha planet. So if one wanted to go to Vaikuntha planet and he should purify, then only he can go. These are contaminated people cannot go to the Vaikuntha planet. On the Vaikuntha planet, it is a completely pure. If you are pure, then only we can able to go to the Vaikuntha planet. So everyone should purify. So to go Vaikuntha planet, no other way. Only Krishna Bhakti is the way. We cannot go to, no sir, I will bribe somebody. I will give 1 lakh rupees. Then he will take me to Vaikuntha planet. No sir, this will not function. Only you can bribe Vaishnava. If you know any pure devotees of the Lord, then you can bribe him. Then if you giving a mercy, then you can go back to Vaikuntha planet. So everyone can surrender to the Supreme Personality of God. Krishna says, as soon as one surrender unto me, he will become the like a swan. As soon as any devotee, irrespective of birth, if somebody is taking shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, if he is taking the shelter of the Lord, then he will become the swan. He is considered to be like a swan. In Srimad Bhagavatam 2.4.18, second canto, chapter 4, text number 18, it is mentioned that even a chandala means a dog eater. This is, now if you see, there are many place people are eating a dog. They eat the dog, or they actually eat the snake, or eat the cat. So many things people are eating. Even people are eating, man is eating the man. So in this way, human being is eating human being. So in this way, one may be born in a chandala family. He can be purified by the association with a pure devotees. If he come in connection with a pure devotees, just like when Srila Prabhupada, he went to America, Australia, Japan, Russia, Canada, America, so many countries. Srila Prabhupada at the age of 70, and he went there. He was actually very, very old man. Everybody said, Swamiji, why you are going? You are already 70 years old. You may die while you are going, so please do not go. He said, no, my Guru Maharaj said, you go and preach in a English speaking country, so I am going. So I will not worry whether I am dying or living. I am actually executing my spiritual master's order. So in this way, Srila Prabhupada went there, and wherever he went, and he converted hell to heaven. It was place was like a hellish planet, and Srila Prabhupada created a Vrindavan. Vrindavan means where the joyfulness only exists. So in this way, Srila Prabhupada mentioned the purport is that even one may born in a chandala family, if he is taking a shelter associated with the pure devotees, then he will be purified. So bhakti process is so strong, it will purify everything. Bhakti process, it is actually very, very strong. That's why Krishna is giving a very bold statement. Bhakti is a very, very strong. It will purify. You know, if you see Krishna devotees, if you see International Society for Krishna Consciousness, ISKCON, Hare Krishna, there are many people, they come from different background. They're all, the Hare Krishna movement is there all over the world. And if you see, there are multi level of the nationalities are there. Each and every person behavior is totally different. But as when they become the devotees, we can see everyone is perfectly, they are coordinating, cooperating, and they are actually focus is only one. They wanted to samsiddhi haridoshanam, pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So they are actually very, very contaminated people. There are some people, they came to Hare Krishna, they are totally contaminated. They are more worse than the animals. So in this way, the people they came as soon as they associate with the Srila Prabhupada and associate with the then they taking the holy name of Krishna, they completely get purified. So it does not matter how much we are sinful. One may be a sinners of the sinners. One may be a very very sinful person, but it does not matter. Does not require any previous birth. It does not require that one should be a Brahmana to read Bhagavad Gita. No need. One may be any place, Brahmana, Satriya, Vaishya, or Sudra, whatever the position may be, and one does not record any previous education, qualification, nothing is required. Simply we should chant the holy name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Simply we can chant the holy name of Krishna. Then we can worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, every day by reading Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. By reading Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, we will come to know, we will get a proper knowledge about the devotional service. Then when we chant the holy name, when we associate with the devotees, when we worship the Supreme Lord, then we will be completely purified from debris. We can become the diamond. Then Krishna says, Param Gatim, he will reach my supreme destination. Supreme destination is Sri Vaikuntha Dham, Sri Koloka Vrindavanam. It is there in a spiritual abode. So, as the essence of this shloka is there, one does not require to worry, I have born in this birth or that birth, I am a lady or man, nothing to worry. We are all Atma. Only the material platform, we think that I am a man, I am a woman. But actually we are nothing. We are actually spirit soul, aham brahmasmi. So when we take the shelter of the Supreme Lord, Krishna says, he will reach Param Gatim, supreme destination. So we should keep our goal in Vaikuntha Dhamma. What is my goal? If somebody asks you, if somebody asks us, we can say, what is your goal? Sir, my goal is Param Gatim, supreme destination, Vaikuntha Dham. And I have to satisfied the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then my goal is in the Vaikuntha Dham. To reach Vaikuntha Dham is my goal. In this way we should tell the people, and we should also follow the spiritual path, bhakti, then we can reach the Param Gatim, supreme destination, Vaikuntha Dham. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, thank you all very much, your humble servant, Rasika Govinda Das, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Hari Om Tat Sat.